This is a download from BBC Learning English. To find out more, visit our website.
I now know that my uncle is involved in smuggling. I also suspect that he has murdered a man. But if I tell, my aunt will suffer, so I can't do anything. Today, I am alone cleaning the kitchen, for the quiet does not last.
Oh, who can that be?
When I go in the bar, there's a man with a glass of beer. He looks familiar.
What do you think you're doing? You can't help yourself to drink.
Are you the barmaid? Fill up my glass.
Fill it up yourself. I'll tell Mr. Merlin you're here.
Don't bother. He won't want to see me.
Well, I can't stand here waiting. Pay up and you can go.
Do you order Joss around like that?
He's my uncle. Patience was my mother's sister. Now I have work to do. Uncle!
Who the hell are you talking to? I told you to keep your mouth shut. Oh, it's you, Jem. What do you want? You can get on with your work, Mary.
So that was Jem, my uncle's brother. He's got the same dark eyes and hair, but drink has not ruined his face. It's younger and more handsome.
Excuse me, I didn't expect to see a girl like you at Jamaica Inn.
My mother died, so I came here. I'm glad she isn't alive to see how my aunt lives now. I tried to help her in the house. What do you do?
I steal horses.
And you're afraid of being caught?
Not really. Listen, I'm being serious now. Jamaica Inn is no place for you with its ugly business. I can help you go to Bodmin.
I don't need help. I can look after myself.
Well, I'm going now. But remember, I live in Trawava if you ever need me.
How can I trust him? He's a thief. And he's Joss's brother. The loneliness of my situation grips me again. The men have returned. From my window, I can see them lifting heavy objects onto the wagons. These men are desperate and dangerous. And Jem? Did he come to warn his brother that they were coming? This morning, I am doing the washing. My uncle is away, so I can almost feel the happiness I used to feel when I worked on the farm.
Mary!
What is it?
Mr. Bassett is here, the magistrate, with another man. What are we going to do? He's never been here before. He must know something. What am I going to say?
This is my chance to tell an officer about Joss.
But look at my aunt.
She's trembling and terrified.
Just say Joss is away.
Mary, you won't tell Mr. Bassett about the wagons, will you? If anything happens to Joss, I'll kill myself.
You took your time. Where's the landlord?
He's not here.
When will he be back?
He went out after breakfast. I don't know when he's getting back.
Damn! Listen to me. Your husband is giving this whole area, my land, a bad reputation.
I don't know what you mean. We live a quiet life here. My niece will tell you.
I'm not a fool. We'll look around now we're here.
Mr. Bassett is having a good look around the inn. He knows there is something hidden here.
This place is a disgrace. Call yourself an inn. There isn't one clean room.
Mary! Mary! The room by the bar.
We come to the locked room.
I'm afraid this room is locked.
Why?
I don't know.
Have you ever heard wheels and horses at night?
No, never.
Where is the key to the room?
My uncle has it.
Well, we'll have to break down the door then.
I'm afraid. I hate lying to save my uncle. And part of me will be glad if they find evidence of his crimes. I remember the rope. But the fear of what might lie behind the door is clear in my aunt's eyes. For her, it would be the end. In the next episode, I meet a man who I can talk to and tell him about the awful things I have seen. But can he be trusted?